When I was a little girl in England, we had a thing in our village that I don't think we have in Australia. We used to have the rag and bone man come. Now I see some of those English people there nodding their heads. We used to have the rag and bone man come to our village. And when you were coming home to school, you would rush here, you'd hear the rag and bone man was in the village, you'd rush into your mother and you'd say, "Mother, have you got any rags?" Well, we didn't say bones, because we didn't have any bones in our home, but we had plenty of rags. And your mother would give you a bundle of rag. Now, if it was a small bundle of rags, she would give you, with that bundle of rag, she would give you a jam jar. If it was a big bundle of rag, you didn't need the jam jar. Because when you got to the rag and bone man, you gave him your rags, and he gave you a goldfish in a bowl. That's why you had to have the jam jar, because you see, if it was only a little rag, you didn't get the bowl, you only got the fish. And you had to have, my fish usually died in 2 or 3 days, but still. But when I was a little girl, that was a wonderful thing. I gave this man, all I gave him was a bundle of rags. And he gave me a beautiful goldfish.